Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Back to our top story this morning. A U.S. State Department spokeswoman confirms that activist Chen Guangcheng wants to leave China with his family. Our partner, the BBC, is reporting that the dissident has now asked to leave China on the same plane as Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who's in Beijing for high-level talks. This is something of a revelation since we were led to believe for the last 6 days that the dissident, Chen Guangcheng, had not asked for asylum. Joining us now is Michael Bristow, a Beijing correspondent for the BBC. A new twist every single day on this story, Michael, eh?
Yeah, indeed. I think the contradiction or the complexity there you described can be easily explained. Chen Guangcheng, whilst he was in the U.S. Embassy for 6 days over the last week, he didn't realize the full situation which was going on outside. When he came out of the U.S. Embassy on Wednesday in Beijing, what he found when he spoke to his wife is that she'd been tied to a chair for 2 days, and the security forces in his home village had moved into his house and installed a closed-circuit television cameras to keep an eye on them and other kind of surveillance equipment. He'd been unaware of that whilst in the embassy, so once he got out and found it, he realized that perhaps the guarantees that the Chinese authorities had given him perhaps were worthless, and that's why he changed his mind. That's what he just confirmed to me just about an hour ago when I spoke to him on the telephone.
So, Michael Bristow, does he believe that the U.S. government basically ditched him in this deal to get on with the higher level economic talks at the cost of perhaps his safety?
I don't think I would quite put it like that. No, I think what he says is that the Chinese have gone back on their promises. In order to come out of the U.S. embassy, he says, and the United States says too, that he was promised certain things, that he would be allowed to go to a safe environment so he could study law. The city of Tianjin in China was mentioned, and that he would be free from interference from the government and be able to act like any other student. That's what he thought he was getting. He believes now that the Chinese have reneged. They've gone back on that promise. And so he doesn't feel that his security is guaranteed. That's the reason he's now decided he wants to go to America. I don't think it's because of anything the Americans have done themselves.
So he's feeling very vulnerable right now. And did he have any indication from U.S. officials that he would indeed be allowed to fly back to the United States with Hillary Clinton?
Well, no, not at all. I mean, what he did tell me was that he'd actually been prevented from seeing U.S. officials. They'd been to the hospital where he is at the moment, but he hadn't been able to tell them of his change of heart, his new intentions, because he believes Chinese foreign ministry officials are stopping the Americans from getting into him. So certainly a delicate and a sensitive standoff at the moment.
And the delicate dance continues there. Our top story this morning, Chen Guangcheng wants to leave China with his family, attempting to communicate with U.S. officials, unable to do so. And he's been speaking, the dissident has been speaking, with Michael Bristow, Beijing correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Michael, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.